Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I want to begin today by giving a meditation was written by St. John Henry Newman, and it's a meditation that has touched me very deeply, and I think that it will you as well. So I'll read it now and then make a comment after. God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. Somehow I am necessary for his purposes, as necessary in my place as an archangel in his. If indeed I fail, God can raise another, as he could make the stones children of Abraham. Yet I have a part in this great work. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, though not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments and serve him in my calling. Therefore, I will trust him. Wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. My sickness or perplexity or sorrow may be necessary causes of some great end, which is quite beyond us. He does nothing in vain. He may prolong my life. He may shorten it. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate. Make my spirit sink. Hide the future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. O Adonai, O ruler of Israel, you who guide Joseph like a flock, O Emmanuel, O Sapientia, I give myself to you. I trust you wholly. You are wiser than I, more loving than me, more loving to me than I am to myself. Deign to fulfill your high purposes in me, whatever they may be. Work in and through me. I am born to serve you, to be yours, to be your instrument. Let me be your blind instrument. I ask not to see. I ask not to know. I ask simply to be used. What a beautiful meditation. John Henry Newman. Oh, brothers and sisters, God has created you and me to do him some definite service. He's committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission, and I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. Think of that, just that much. Somehow I am necessary for his purposes, as necessary in my place as an archangel in his. If indeed I fail, God can raise another, as he could make the stones children of Abraham. Yes, I have a part in this great work. I am a link in a chain. Do you hear that? You're not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not forgotten. God is with us. Ask the Lord what he wants of you. Ask him whatever he wants of you. We take the first reading for today's Mass from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 2, and then 10 and 11. It's very short, but listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. That's what God's going to do. If we trust him, if we follow him, if we walk with him, if we ask forgiveness every day for our sins, believe me, I've had weeks like that. Open your heart. Open your heart to the way he wants to use you. The responsorial psalm says, my soul rejoices in my God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. Trust him. Trust him. That psalm, please make it part of your own prayer. God will draw you closer and closer to himself. And the second reading for this Sunday is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. Our God is a faithful God. Turn to him in everything. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. Don't do all of that. Try to do all of that at once. This week, I'm going to try to refrain from every kind of evil. That's a big job, but let's enter into it with the work of the Holy Spirit. He will lead us. He will help us. Sometimes you think he doesn't care. He's just silent. But he will give you what you need. If you pray and work and nothing seems to change, then do what you think is best. But brothers and sisters, please refrain from every kind of evil. And may the God of peace make you perfectly holy. And may you utter entirely spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've confessed your sin, in confession, it's gone. It's gone. You are free. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. He makes possible for us forgiveness of sin in this life, that we may see him in eternity. Open your hearts to him more, brothers and sisters. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6-8, and then 19 to 28, a man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. when the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it. He admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I'm not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Listen to the humility there. Listen to the crying out for God to come, making a way for him. Do you make a way for the Lord in your circle of friends, when you're visiting people? I don't mean you have to preach the gospel, but kindness, hospitality, mercy, love. What do you serve when people come to your house? What do you serve as a friend? You get together with another friend. Please, don't let it be gossip. Let it be the joys you've experienced. Let it be sharing something that you need help with, yes. But please, don't give in to gossip. The Lord wants to show forth his presence in this world, and he wants to show it through you and me. Is your heart ready for that? For that I must decrease, and he must increase. And that's what I want with my life, that I may decrease, that he may increase. Please, brothers and sisters, look at your life. What we have is a gift from God. We want to use it for his honor and his glory. And that doesn't mean that we have to preach every time about the gospel. I'm not saying that. But kindness, humility, generosity, patience, all of those things preach the gospel. So I really want to encourage you to ask yourself, what can I do to make Christ more evident in this world? What kindness could I render to another? What wisdom could I give or receive? What could I do for this person or that person? Always let that be part of your agenda. What can I do for another? You bring the gospel of peace. You bring the gospel of mercy. Bring the gospel of love. And that's what God wants. I really urge you, brothers and sisters, during this Advent season, please take time to assess. I don't mean you have to go at everything, but take a look at where your life, where is your conversation? Are you leading people closer to the Lord? And as I've said many times, that doesn't mean that you have to quote scripture to people, but it's your kindness, it's your mercy, it's your generosity, it's your willingness that will bring it. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.